brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are, the suds team. Yay, woo, team suds. Woo-hoo.
Go team suds.
Go suds.
No.
Here we are again.
Man. Well, here we are with another suds segment where we don't see the world through rose-colored glasses. We see it through beer goggles. Remember those?
Explains so much about my life.
Doesn't it, though? And based on what I'm looking at right now, I think mine must be broken.
Oh, snap.
For the record, I am seated across from good old
ouch. Gal. Don't worry, she was looking at all of us.
Actually, I was looking to the right, but anyways, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Good day. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wow, that sounded fake.
What?
My name entirely is Kendall. I'm a model. That's... My favorite part of my body is my broad shoulders.
They are
wow,
very broad.
You haven't played that one in a while.
That's honesty. It's honesty.
I really am excited to be here.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
Hey, I finally got here because I followed some shiny objects and we're back. Yeah.
Yes.
We left a trail of breadcrumbs for Sparky.
Shiny.
And some glitter.
Yeah. Ooh, piece of candy.
Oh, does candy.
Does that make him Hansel or Gretel? And which one of you is the...
We'll find out by the end, my friend.
Let's call him Gransel.
Good old boy Drew. Hi.
Hi.
We've missed you.
It has been some time. You don't have to lie to me.
Oh, whatever, dude. Good old boy Dave, hi.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, good times.
And great oldies.
Feeling the energy today.
Lots of energy.
No, I'm super happy these guys are here.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of am, I guess.
Wow. Okay. You know, at Sip Suds and Smokes, we are dedicated to solving the great mysteries of life. And there are many. Today we're going to dive into that age-old question.
Is beer really better?
And for those of you that couldn't understand the ogre that we have hiding in the garage, is bigger better? And if it is, how much better is bigger? Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what we're doing today?
I'm sorry.
That's very big.
Whereas, very big, that's right, I used the word whereas. Whereas most macro breweries started out making the regular version of their flagship beer, then scaled the recipe back later on to make a light version, craft brewers generally make a beer, often an IPA, then later on make a double or sometimes triple or quadruple or quintuple version of it. I've seen it, folks. It's out there. The truth is out there. We have a few examples today of a pale ale or IPA and the scaled up version of it. We'll taste each pair blind. That's right, blind drunk. And the co-hosts will see if they can determine which is which. And more importantly, which is better.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
No one is ready for this.
Well, they're ready. They're ready. Well, we've designated the pairs of beers, A through D, okay? And once the good old boys have discussed and rated each pair, I will reveal who they are and what they are.
So, guys, let me just brace you for something. A through C are pretty normal, but D's nuts.
Yeah.
Mm. We see. Yeah. See what she did there.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Give yourself.
But this is all beer, though, right? We're not talking. We don't have no seltzers.
No.
There's no triple seltzer.
Kindle, sweet, innocent Kindle.
Welcome to his house of pain.
You agreed to come here.
Yeah, you showed up. We locked the door, by the way, just so.
I wondered what was going on there. That's a little sketchy, but also not out of the ordinary.
Yes.
All
right. My plants will protect us. No, I'm
she was digging in the garden earlier.
Just preparing.
I'm going to show you boys the backyard.
Stranger danger.
Just, you
Michael
know,
Jackson, Bill Cosby.
Building some draining drenches.
Put the pudding pop in. Oh, that's... I just saw Arsenic and Old Lace last week.
Oh, what a great play.
Yeah, talking about
or digging, movie. Digging up trenches. That was a fun little play.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving on.
Harry Grant was amazing in that.
All right, moving on. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for this great episode?
We'll be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds.
They're all beer, probably.
Oh, man. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud or a bud heavy. Which is it? 2, was that a belch or a verp? 3, ah, what a relief. 4, a body really should not make that sound. 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another, or another, or a triple.
That was well done, Sparky.
Yay, very good. Okay, let's get to the first pair.
I'm excited.
This really looks like a perfect pair. I've just been kind of looking at it.
Yeah.
Color, a lot to process here.
You know, colors a match.
Interesting, while we're...
they do.
On this subject today, I was at a beer share yesterday, and somebody asked me, if anybody made a quadruple IPA and, you know, what the difference between a triple and a double or a quadruple would be. And I thought to myself was, you know, probably just an exponential decrease in my enjoyment, perhaps. I don't know.
Just a little less balance the more you go.
Well, very appropriate that we, you know, ask about this. Okay, so nice, classy, golden-y color, you know.
Any initial impressions, Kindle?
Getting a lot of citrus, piney, typical what I would expect from an IPA or even a good pale ale off the front on the aroma.
Plenty of grain off of both, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does one taste bigger than the other?
I would say the second one, personally, but that might just be me. Maybe it's just the extra IBUs.
Yeah, I think 2, it tastes fuller to me.
Okay.
A little more mouthfeel and a little more bitterness.
What about you, Sparkles?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say too, I wish I had something to kind of rinse my mouth out with between the two.
I'm like rinsing with goldfish. 1.
Huh?
I'm rinsing with 1.
Is that your...
Yeah.
I'm actually using it for aftershave.
Wait, you are talking about 1, the beer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry.
Foreshadowing.
You're in trouble.
Wow.
Don't make me laugh when I have a mouthful of beer.
Yeah, 2 is definitely the boozier, heavier of these two.
Would you be able to regionalize? You know, would you want to throw a dart at where you would expect this to be from?
Where you think these beers were birthed?
Yeah.
Colorado.
Okay.
I'm That's saying upper Midwest.
Okay. Upper Midwest.
A place that makes IPAs.
Ooh, wow, that's pretty accurate.
Wait, like real IPA or pseudo IPA?
Are you in a relationship? Have you been ever employed as an attorney or...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like well, is
Would
it
you like to defer on that?
For this time, yes.
Is it safe to say... Wow. Is it safe to say that... One of these is dankier than the other?
I mean, the second one, I feel, is more dank than the first.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's more of everything.
Okay. But I also think it's like a little bit more alcohol-y, too.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the legs on it, I mean, it's definitely producing a lot more booze. Yeah.
Okay, so which of these do you like better?
That's a good question.
I mean, I would go with the first one, quite frankly, because... I don't know, like, to your point, you drink a quad and then you hate your life and you're kind of in a coma on the couch for the next 3 hours. What have I done with my life? I can't fill my molars. What's happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. If I wanted to drink two of these, I would definitely go for number one. But I'm enjoying the bigness and the flavor of number two. And if I just wanted one beer for the evening, I might go with that.
Gotcha. Okay, Kendall, that's happened in your life. Yeah. Never. I will also say that
these, after having the second one, the first one does seem lesser in comparison, just, you know, looking at it in the moment.
Gotcha. What about you, Juliana?
Yeah, I'm going to be going with number one. Okay. Number two is great, but I think maybe weather related, I'm getting into something that's a little bit lighter.
Ooh.
And so I'm feeling like I would go for A before I would go for B. Like, to me, B is a little bit more winter, a little bit more fuller.
Yeah, that's definitely fair.
Yeah, I want to spend some time out in the snow. I'm going to have number two to fortify myself pass out in a snowdrift.
Right.
But if it's one and I'm wearing plaid shorts.
I think you should be careful if you're going to take a number two in a snowdrift.
Well, I think we've been there. We've all been there.
We've all had to do what we've had to do.
Yeah, I can see the seasonality of these. To me, the second one is definitely one I would like on a cold night. Yeah.
Which one would you, what would you pair these with, like, food-wise?
First one's more delicate. I would, enjoy it. Something that has more delicate flavors. Mm-hmm. I would say the second one would be something I would have to do bigger, bolder, just for
it
to stand out.
Yeah, I was going to say, the second one would soak up some spice a little bit better.
Sure. I was thinking... It could also for me, it would be something, I'd like it just with a big burger, to counteract all that fat.
Yeah. I've been messing around a lot with a griddle recently, and I would like to get some nice spicy sausages and caramelized onions and throw that in there. Yeah. And then,
something like sausages, something like
that. And I think both of these would go great with it. I would only have one of number two, but many of number ones. They would all be bad decisions, but they would just, and maybe some spicy mustard to go with those sausages.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, to me, one is kind of all American, and then B is a little bigger, bolder.
Okay.
Well, we'll be back with our intro in just a second.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
So today's discussion is one of those age-old questions.
Is bigger really
better? Do we have to listen to that the whole episode?
It wasn't supposed to be funny the first time, but it still
happened. You definitely have to now that you've asked.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah. So is bigger better? Okay. So before the break, we tasted A. And what we're doing with A is we're doing two versions of A. One may be bigger, one may be smaller, and we're trying to determine which one would be best. In the case of A, it's safe to say that number one we enjoy currently better than number two. Okay. If we were to rate number one, what would we rate it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good solid four. Very good. Okay. And then if we were to rate number two.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to rate it four as well, because it is really good.
Well, they can both be fours, but we can still prefer one over the other.
Yeah, I would have one of the boozy number twos.
Okay, so just so we recap real quick. So we think that two is bigger than is the bigger one. Mm-hmm. But we kind of prefer number one. Okay.
Okay. And as Juliana got into, they're both good beers. And depending on where you're at, what you're eating, what the temperature is, I could go with either one of these beers, but there's going to be a lot of factors that are going to make me decide.
Sure. But yet, they're both solid. Yeah. I mean, any day of the week, I would drink, you know, depending on season, I would drink these. So the first one, number one, was made in 2002. That's when it came out. And it's 6.5%.
It's aged really well, though.
It has aged well.
It's just 1 year old. Man.
Yeah, it hasn't fallen off at all.
Those hops are amazing. Yeah.
And then the second one was released in 2022, and it's 9% ABV. Drew.
Whip it out.
Yeah, whip it out. Dup, dup, dup!
Oh, Double Dales.
And for those of you that can't see, we're dealing with
Shotgun
Dales Pale Ale Double Dales. Yes. So, how cool is that?
Hey, I said Colorado.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Perfect.
I had a right sneaky in the suspension. I wasn't going to call it, but at an event recently, I got to taste the Double Dales for the first time, and I really liked it. I mean, I would not want a beer that big all the time, but it's a good big beer.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it's a double pale ale.
And how many double pails do you see? I mean, in the grand scheme of things. You know what I mean?
No, everybody wants to go IPA.
Hang on. Doesn't the can say Imperial IPA?
Does it?
It does say it does. Imperial Double Dales. That's American weird. Okay, Double. Well.
So the other IPA. One is not Dales Pale. It is Dales IPA. It's a new brand, too.
Oh, well, then there you go. So we got tricked.
Well, they've expanded the whole Dales line now.
Oh.
They're voodoo rangering it.
Okay.
There's multiple Dales out there.
So Dales IPA and Double Dales Imperial IPA. Okay. Well.
But really one of the OGs.
It really is. If you look at the Dales Pale Ale, probably one of the first really great beers in a can, too.
I think it was the first.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that was so great. Your history. It was on Rivers.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay. Cool. Well.
Good job, Dale.
Yeah.
Colorado, for the record.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to B.
Okay.
Okay. We have two beers from B. And what do we think of B?
They're pretty close.
Yeah.
They are pretty close. I mean, one definitely has more booze, at least on the back of my mouth. And I'm just going to be real. I'm just not a... Okay.
Our first round,
what a balanced and beer that I can see through. These... I'm just not a fan of the style. And
kind
I know
of a
that
hazy
goes.
Boy.
Yeah. I know that goes against everything that America and marketing humanity has ever stood for. But
Merc, give me your wrists. Mate.
Yeah.
Like, I will smack
it. Okay. All right. We got this. And so I appreciate these beers. I get it. But at the same time, like, I thought the first two were so balanced. You could really get a malt. Like the backbone off of it, you could really feel that. Like there was a lot of thought and intentionality put into it. These are just kind of like, here's the hops. Go for it, kids.
Yeah, it's all hops.
Yeah.
But to contrast Sparky, I dig the style when it's made pretty well. And I'm kind of enjoying these. I think two, I'm getting definitely a little more alcohol, a little more body. And the hop aroma is slightly different too. I'm picking up a little more what I would call the dankness. I'm still getting some of that fruitiness, but number two is all fruitiness. Little citrus, little tropical, very fruit forward. Wait. Not getting any dank.
Are you saying you're getting more booze off of one or two?
I'm getting more booze off of B1.
Oh, same here. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, we're on the same
page. What about you, Drew?
I'm going to agree with Kendall and Sparky in the assessments of the booze levels. I'm going to agree with Kendall on the enjoyment of the beer style and point out that ultimately it is... You know, again, very subjective as we're evaluating.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have rather had these before the other ones. Personally, I find the hops to be a little more delicate and the flavors to be a little more delicate. You know, the boozy, malty backbone that Sparky loves, which I also love, almost obliterates some of the more delicate citrus notes. I don't know.
No, I get that.
I could see drinking several number twos and be okay, but I don't think I could make it through a lot of number ones.
And this, yeah, this one is a lot of it's situational for me. So am I going to want a big old school caramelly bitter IPA, or am I going to want something that's lighter, you know, the hazier, the fruitier? So it's really going to depend. But in this one, I'm always going to go with B2, the lighter one. Mm-hmm. I do not like big ABV hazies. Once you get over 7%, they start getting really sweet, almost cloying. Yeah,
almost like they have to use a boatload of lactose.
Yeah, and when you get into double and triple hazies, I just don't do it. But
if you keep it below seven,
they're perfect.
Yeah, fair.
That's a really great point. Yeah, I think I can handle that, but I think the boozier they get, it just... I've gotten headaches many times.
Well, they start to wear on your palate, and it just becomes a chore.
I drink a whole can of a 9% double, you know, double, even maybe call it a triple hazy, and I'm full. I don't want anything else.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too, is they're very filling.
So much sugar, I don't know. Yeah. You know,
it's weird, because I always can kind of feel it in the back of my head, and I always, like, I get more prone to headaches than that, but the lower ABV, like, I can enjoy the floral citrusy, just the hops just really kind of come through.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Oh my God.
What do you think, Juliana?
Well, yeah, this one is like night and day to me, and I like one as well. I have a feeling that one is the
B1 or B2.
Hold on. Yeah.
Or sorry, the B2 is the
one you prefer?
Yeah, versus B1.
Okay.
B1 is a little bit more...
Just more?
It's dry. It's kind of like, it kind of wicks it all away, and then you really appreciate the flavor of the hops.
Yeah, and maybe I'm coming around to the fact that I want to taste my hops, but not be like...
Physically abused by them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I almost feel like with B1, it's just an assault on the senses, and I can't, if there's more than one hop, I can't tell. And it's just too much, you know, it's excessive, and I don't want that.
Okay, so which one do we think is the regular version, and which one is the bigger version?
Two is the regular, in my opinion, and B2 one is the beast mode.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Which one do you like better?
B2.
Two, for sure.
The regular version.
I'll drink two.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
7 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And at this point, I've got a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah.
We're drinking.
Sure. So...
I keep my mouth shut.
B1 is 8.2% ABV.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
And B2 is...
And then B2
is always in my sister-in-law's refrigerator every time. Every time I go to her house, she's got that.
That's a good sweet spot.
That's 6%. A great ABV. Like for an IPA, 6%. It's not too boozy. It's bigger than like a session beer. So it can handle... all the extra hop flavor or whatever, right? But it's not
for a hazy.
Just driving you.
See, here's the thing. 6%, I think, is a sweet spot for hazies. 7 is where I want my clear IPA.
Gotcha. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I think Two Heart is right around 7-ish, 7.2. Yeah. And it's, to me, that's the sweet spot.
Because it's got the malt bill to kind of back that up a little bit.
I wish we could get fresh Two Hearted here. Like, it's all over the board. Sometimes you find it fresh here, and sometimes you don't. But God, when that stuff is fresh and...
Drew enjoys Two Hearted that was sitting in my closet at room temperature for like a year and a half. So.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
And he poured in a storm.
Two Hearted is a delicious beer.
It really is.
If it's that well made, it's that well made. All right. So how would we rate B1?
No. Three.
Okay.
Yeah, 3. Oh, we're going to rate it a 3.
I'm confused. Yeah, I'm going.
B1, we're going with 3.
Backwards.
Now, B2 is, okay, is a 4. All right.
But with the 5 outlier. Right, okay.
So you're confusing me now, because we don't know if 1 or 2 is wide or wide.
Exactly.
So, B2 is the original.
There it is.
And B1 is the double version of this. What we're talking about, folks, is a local brewery, Bearded Iris, and it is homestyle and double homestyle. So the one that we enjoyed is the original homestyle, and the one that was a little bit more is the double homestyle. And then we couldn't find it, but there is a triple home style available as well, which from time to time.
About which, half as good as the double.
Which I bet is it'll just get outrageous.
It's like malt liquor, dude.
I've never really enjoyed the double, but I like home style. And I got to say, this home style is drinking as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. It really is, man.
I think they've really nailed this and they're really getting consistent. They've been making it for years, but this is really
well, even
nicely.
As they've been scaling it up, too, they're still like hitting it all the time. And with it's got Drew's favorite hop in it.
So. And what, Pep Talk is another one of theirs, like for their Pilsner and stuff. Yeah. Like I feel like every time I go to my sister-in-law's, she's always got this fresh in her, and she's always like, and I never can say no. She's like, do you want one? Yes.
Can we all go to your sister-in-law's house?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, she lives in my neighborhood now.
Oh, nice.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Field trip.
But nice to know that. I remember in the beginning when Homestyle first came out, you know, and it was the queen of the ball. Like
a revelation.
Right. Everyone wanted
more of whatever beer is available.
Back in the day when it had stickers on the can.
I'll take even more of the double. I don't care.
Look at that nice printed can.
Yeah.
Our boys are all grown up.
They are.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I think now is story time.
Oh, story time with Uncle Sparky. Yay.
Here we go.
All right, guys. France's Guardian of Champagne destroyed 2,300 cans of Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. The guardians of France's prized champagne industry ordered that some 2,352 cans of Miller High Life beer be destroyed by Belgium customs for infringement over its slogan of choice, the champagne of beers. At the request of French trade organization tasked with protecting its national products and growers, the Comité Champagne, the American beers, were drained after sitting in a Belgium customs warehouse for 2 months, which meant they were just about right to drink.
Nothing Miller better High than Life. Good old aged
eau de toilette.
I know, it's true. Miller High Life, which is owned by Molson Coors Beverage Company, is not currently exported to the European Union, and the order for more than 2,300 cans of the American beer was intercepted in Antwerp, Belgium, in February on its way to Deutschland. In this image provided by Comité Champagne, cans of Miller High Life beer sit in a container after being crushed in the Westlandia plant in Eerpsbeldum, Monday, April 17th. Oh, God, that's my brother's birthday, 2023. Belgian customs have destroyed more than 2,000 cans of Miller High Life advertised by the Champagne beers at the request of houses and growers at the bubbly beverage Comité Champagne via AP. Comité Champagne via AP. Wow. That's a lot of.
That's. Yeah.
They're not messing around, guys.
So when I hear the word Guardians, I always think of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of the Galaxy.
But then you say Guardians of Champagne, and I'm like,
That's Karen on a weekend when there's some orange juice in the way of her, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to.
That's Cava. Let's be honest.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. We wouldn't waste that on her. Well played. Yeah. It's unclear who ordered the beer shipment, though France deemed the company's characterization of champagne as an affront to its prized sparkling wine. The buyer in Germany was apparently informed and did not contest the decision to destroy the beers. Boy, this is the worst version of Smokey and the Bandit ever.
Eastbound down.
You guys are right. Just destroy the entire semi worth of Coors Banquet. Anyway, according to the Milwaukee-based beer company, the Miller Brewing Company, which was founded in the 1850s by German immigrant Friedrich Miller, began to use the slogan, the Champagne of Beers, in 1906 after the Miller High Life became the company's flagship beer following its launch in 1903. The slogan was then changed to the Champagne of Beers as opposed to Champagne of Bottled Beers in 1969. With its elegant, clear glass bottle and crisp taste, the Miller High Life has proudly worn the nickname the Champagne of Beers for over 120 years, the Molson Coors Beverage Company said in a statement. Though it said it respects local restrictions surrounding the classification of Champagne. In this image provided by Comité Champagne, a worker pours out the contents of cans of Miller High Life beer prior to them being crushed at the Westlandia plant in Eerpsbeldum, Monday, April 17, 2023. Belgian customs have destroyed more than 2,000 cans of Miller High Life.
So here's the most disturbing thing about that story to me, is they were sending it to Germany.
Ryan guides a boat.
Like, so somebody in Germany couldn't find enough good beer.
Hey, look, little Enos, Germany. Little Enos was getting married, and Big Enos had to make sure that that champagne made it.
That's true.
To Germany.
It's it's crazy though because they don't import. So somebody was doing that special order. That was a pure, like you said,
some rich dude,
a pallet of Miller High Life in Germany, which is mind-boggling.
And the French, you know, being French, we're like, whoa.
We're gonna jam up this whole situation just because.
Now here's the other thing, is like.
It is what they do best.
So they paid some dudes to just empty out the cans and do, you know, and
they
then,
shredded
and then
the cans then, on and, video. Right, like they but, just wrecked all this right. stuff.
But see, if it had been something that came into America, okay, they wouldn't have emptied out anything. They would have got Kid Rock or somebody to either run over it with a monster truck
or shoot it with lots
shoot
of things.
It with a, you know, shoot
an M16 or a rocket launcher or something like that, right? I mean, that's how that would have gone.
They
would have
got that. What's that Bigfoot or that truck? Bigfoot. Yeah, they would have got Bigfoot to come over and just smash the whole
run right over it.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah.
So, way to go, France. Way to be
you,
French.
You had such an opportunity you wasted it all.
I love that it was actually Belgium that had, like, they caught it in Belgium.
Right. Not, so it's like, like it was the intermediary.
Yeah, the French were like, no, you have to, and it's going to Germany. Not the first time that Belgium's been caught in the middle between those two countries.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Belgium's like, look.
Hey, side piece, I need you to fix this for me. Thanks.
I also like that they recycled the cans, but the beer was put in the sewer system.
It had to be put to sleep. there was no reclaiming it.
Crazy.
We don't even want it in the water.
Okay. Crazy. All right.
Good job,
Thank
Sparky.
You for story time. Good boy, Sparky. Wow. Okay. So far, we've done well with our beers, like, and we've I guess the original has been better, right?
So like far, yeah.
Yeah.
First one, I think we said, was kind of a push, depending upon your situation. Sure. But
and the second one was a little bit more...
If you're stuck in a snowdrift.
Right? Well, when we come back, we'll have some more beers to discuss. Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for coming back with us. So today we're discussing... Is bigger I got it.
I put some work into that, so we're gonna use it.
I'm sure you did, and
your finest work.
And thank you for feeding the ogre in the garage.
Look at the size of that thing.
What does he eat, baby wolf?
So is
hey you guys
is bigger really better? So far, we've said that maybe not so much, though our next offering, maybe our taste will change. Okay.
Too much information.
That's Reverend Mark.
Yeah, that's Reverend amazing. Mark.
Aww,
yeah.
We love that
See,
guy.
He's always
he's
with
the
us.
Best. Yeah.
Okay. And so for those of you just tuning in, we have taken a brewery that may have a style and then a double style of something. We have them in paper bags, so we don't know what we're tasting.
only the finest.
Only the finest only paper the bags.
For you guys.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that we're all drinking out of paper sacks with this. We've just been passing around a bunch of bottles and cans with paper sacks.
Yeah. Yes.
Clap your hands.
So.
Good thing my cold sore's healed up.
Not for much longer.
Is that what that is?
So anyways, we have two versions of this. C now. And so let's talk about C. What do we think about C?
Which one do you think is bigger?
I think two is the bigger one and one is the smaller one.
Sorry. He said smaller.
These two are closer than the first two we've had. The aroma, the color, to me, even the mouthfeel is very similar. And I'm having a hard time determining which
is. Oh, no, don't say that.
Really? Yeah. Well, hang on. I'm going to
Kendall,
keep
you're
on.
Our touchstone. You're the, like, you're the magic mouth.
If Kendall doesn't know what's going on, then what hope is there?
I think two's big.
Yeah, two's a little bigger, but it doesn't seem like by much.
Yeah, I would agree with you that two is slightly bigger, yes, but these are really close. Super close.
So I have to tell you in advance, like, this is the first pairing where I've only had one of them before, so I don't know.
Two is definitely the heavier one. Two is unquestionably.
I feel like there's more hops
in the second one.
Yeah,
for no question, but it's definitely
also
busier.
Creamier too.
That actually raises a question. Again, maybe we covered this earlier, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Man, this is a fine line, guys.
Yeah, I think one is pretty creamy in itself.
Too. When you say what's double, triple, are we talking booze or are we talking hops or are we or is or, can
or
you
is that
have
both?
Yeah, can you have this more one's hops,
going
less
this
booze?
One's going to be controversial.
Well, usually when a double and double and triple, you are dealing with more booze and hops typically.
I mean,
just in how like how it works, like
But don't you almost have to, because if you're adding more malt,
correct?
Yeah,
to be able to increase offset your ABV, then you're going to have more hops.
Right. Could you do like corn syrup or something and get away with that?
No.
Rice, maybe?
You could put some sugar in there and just bump
straight
up the alcohol,
sugar.
But even that, you're going
to
get
but
some.
But you're going to have to offset with the hops
with the
to
more
kind of balance it out.
Yeah, still gonna
sure. Otherwise, you're just
still
drinking.
Be
no question.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay. I feel like two is just, it's got a little more residual sweetness to it.
Yeah, the first one, the way it finishes on your palate, especially the mid palate, it's absolutely the lighter ABV
one.
It's
a little more dry.
Yeah, for sure. And then you get more of the sweetness, which is a characterization of the higher ABV doubles and triples.
But I like both.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one where...
Okay.
The cuvée is great.
I agree with you. This is one of those things where I could go either way, which is scary because you're probably going to tell me one of them's like 12% and one's 5%.
They're so similar in so many ways.
So the tension is killing me. All right.
Is the tension killing
you? Yes, I'm dead.
Are you dying?
Yes. Maybe I'm undead. Oh, I didn't give something away, did I? Okay.
There
he is.
Okay. So which one?
Which one do we like better?
Which one do you like better?
Do I have to choose?
Make a choice.
I know, right?
I'm very split between.
If you choose not to decide, you have made a choice.
I think I like number one. C1. Okay.
All right, Kendall's going C1. Sparky, say it.
I'm with him. Number two.
Okay.
So, Sparky, I want to be clear.
You don't have to agree with Kendall just because he knows more about beer than we do.
He does.
Ooh.
Ouch. But no, like I'm very split between these two.
I'm with you. I've got your back.
100%.
I just want to frame this. If I was just going out to drink a bunch of beers, I would go with number one. If I wanted to pair with some food, I would go with number two in a heartbeat.
All right, that's fair.
That's what makes the decision for me as well.
All right, Drew, where are you going?
I'm number two as well because I generally look at beers in a situational context. What am I having for dinner? What am I doing?
I think I'm going number one. Number two is. It's really good, but it's a little.
Are we?
I don't know.
Are we tied?
It just gets a little uneven with me with that one. It's not quite as in sync. You know,
are we tied?
Or other boy bands?
Right now, you guys are tied, and I'm the tiebreaker,
which is great in that the beer is so close. You know, and now we are all tied.
Yeah,
and I'm honestly going with number two because I like that extra creaminess and whatever.
We'll just edit him out later.
But, oh, He's dying a slow death later. No, I'm just kidding. But
it'll be quick.
No, I like number two. Yes, I feel a little bit more alcohol, so I have a feeling that this is the higher of the two, but I love the flavor of it a little bit more. And I still feel like it's balanced.
As it's warmed up a little, you get a little more alcohol. You start.
Yeah, you do. But initially, I really wasn't feeling that. And I just felt like there was a little bit more balance. And I like the hops. Okay, so there's that. What are we going to rate number one? Four-ish. Four. And then number two.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Again?
It's really neck and neck. It's just like group A.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it's like group A, but it's not quite group A. So this is Indiana right here.
Gary, Indiana.
Munster.
Gary.
No, Indiana. A little further south.
So this is, okay, C1 was 6.5% and C2 was 8.5%. But I really didn't feel like too much out of the realm. And this is zombie dust. And zombie ice.
Ooh, the new one.
Zombie.
Yeah. So have you guys ice? Are you serious? That's amazing. That there's a
zombie ice. The that's colors, so amazing. Oh, yeah.
Have you guys had zombie ice before?
No, that's great.
I picked up a fresh 6-pack a few weeks ago, and last week I made some chicken quesadillas, and I'll tell you, it does go really well with food, especially Mexican food. Nice. So I have really enjoyed the 6-pack of zombie ice I got, but I'm probably still more of a zombie dust guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Same.
Now, a difference between this and the last two that we had is the other two were very mosaic heavy, and this one is very citrus heavy, citra heavy. But still, I mean, God, I remember when having zombie dust for the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
And just being like, yeah.
Mind blown.
This is, well, right. Exactly. Mine was blown, and it's classy. But I gotta say, the ice, yeah, I'm gonna be picking up more of this.
You know, one of the really cool things is that these pictures on the cans were taken from Dark Lord Day. They were actually all
God, I remember Dark Lord Day.
That was a thing.
Well, remember when zombie dust was impossible to find, and you felt very lucky if you just got a little bit.
And now it's at Kroger.
Right. Yeah.
I will say they really missed out. They should have released this back, you know, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Totally. Yes, especially with zombie ice.
Well, the zombie ice can really does.
It totally looks like Game of Thrones, yes.
Yeah. The Night Walkers, whatever they were.
Something like that.
The Night King.
Yeah, the blue eyes.
Totally.
Okay, so.
And they wrecked that series.
Well, this has been great so far because we've had two that have been like the lower one, and then this one, it's been neck and neck. But how will we feel about this last one?
I think there's some foreshadowing going on here.
Could be.
It's almost like a dramatic pause.
Pauses? What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Well, let's hold off on that one until we know if we need. All right, fine, whatever.
Okay, so first thoughts on what we may think this is.
Oh, I don't.
I think it's a beer.
I mean, in terms of if it's a pale, if it's an IPA, and
these. So this last
Look at that.
You're
oh wait, what?
I guarantee you guys have probably had at least one of these.
Sure.
What's happening right now?
Wait,
there's another.
We're getting a D3.
There's a
dealer's
D3.
Choice.
No,
there's a D3. Like,
oh, sorry.
Okay. Hello, post-production. Please edit that out.
Look, I'm Jewish and I ask God for a favor. That's fixing everything.
Everyone got three? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm throwing a little curve on this one. I know there's a slight color difference. Sure.
Slight?
But it's all by the same brewery. And it's the same kind of beer.
I mean, you got like a same copper vein. and a gold, you know, corn and something in the middle.
Okay. I would call that yellow, gold, and copper.
And all that glitters is not gold.
But some of it is yellow gold.
Well, okay, so...
What is rose gold anyway?
I don't know, I'm colorblind.
Mm. Okay, so what do we think of D1, just in itself?
I mean...
Seems kind of...
Oh, that's kind of...
Kind of light.
A little skunky.
Okay. I like it.
And now let's go to D2.
Is this when we roll for initiative?
That one seems bigger.
Oh, okay. Big
a little
time.
More body, a little more, alcohol there.
Still also skunky.
Interesting. And then D3.
And now for something completely
different.
Well,
beers.
Well, right. I mean, it is. I think it's safe to say that it might be lighter.
It's almost non-existent.
I just
when you isn't taste that
it,
funny
when you taste it next to the other two.
Well, you taste it in that order. If you do 3, 1, 2. No, never mind. Sorry. I was looking.
Okay. So one of them, I think it's safe to say that the third one that I just poured is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
for
one
sure.
That one is 5.5% ABV.
Okay.
And then out of the other two that are left, one of them is 6.7% ABV and the other one is 9.
Holy smokes.
12% right. ABV.
So,
it's a right. 50% increase?
So, yeah. 6.7 to 9.
I'm thinking
the question
D2,
is...
I think G2 is the bigger one, the 9. It's got a lot of flavor, though. It's got a nice hop punch to really back up that sweetness.
It, to me, is the most complete beer in this grouping.
In the grouping,
I think,
sure.
I think D1 might be...
boozier?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I poured them out of order.
Well, that would be an important
thing. That would be important
thing. Now Drew's messing with my mind. Cause
Yeah.
No,
you really are. Like, hold on.
No. I feel like similar. Like, I'm feeling that I'm tasting more.
Let it warm up in your hand for a second, too. You know?
In D2.
This is not that kind of shit.
And I'm tasting more of dankishness in D1.
Yeah, I really feel D1 is more boozy based off of
the power of suggestion and BB.
Drew's evil Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, I didn't get it when it was cold, but
now that it's warming up a little.
I'm letting them warm up a bit.
I'm just pouring a cuvee. I don't even care.
I did that with the last one and it was absolutely delicious. Zombie dust and zombie ice is that.
I'm just glad there's a zombie ice.
We're going to call it zombie dice.
And knowing what I know of that area of Indiana, having spent a number of years living and working in that region, I am so, like, it fits. I love it.
They need that.
Yeah, that's great.
If the zombie apocalypse happens, that's where it'll start.
Kind of love that they went with the name Zombie Ice. That's really funny.
Like, I know. And the can is, like, completely different. And it's a different vibe, though. It's similar, but yeah. Okay.
Great marketing.
Back to this group. Back to this group. Okay. What do we think of? So clearly the third one is the lightest one of the bunch.
Clearly.
Would you drink that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
After just drinking it, would you?
And what would you rate that one in the grand scheme of things? A 3? Yeah. A 3.
It's
okay, good.
Good summer beer. Hot, very hot.
Right. I mean, very light, little citrus. You can crush a few of these.
Well,
right?
Okay. So, real quick, though, like, what if you were ranking these in order of preference? 3, 2, 1. Or 1, 2, 3. How would you do it? Real quick.
2, 1, 3.
2, 1, 3.
2, 1, 3, yeah.
I would be 1, 2, 3. And you're right. As it warms up, one's getting better.
Okay. Sparky?
I don't know.
Do it. Say something.
5, 4, 4.
That's fair. Okay.
All right. So for those of us that like 2, what are we rating 2? 4. Okay. And for those of us that are rating 3? Or rating 1?
That's 4.
That's 4, too.
Yeah, okay. I think 3 was the weak link.
Okay, so these are from Highwire.
No!
So, 1 was Double Pitch.
That's
2 was
high pitch.
And three was low pitch.
Which is a hazy offshoot.
Not had in a while. Wow. It's really good.
Right?
Double and regular are really, really similar.
They really are.
Probably the closest of
the are. Yeah. 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 They are. The low pitch is it just kind of, eh, you know.
Right, right, right. But, I mean, if you wanted something that's low ABV, it's actually decent.
Long ball game.
Yeah. They're all nice beers.
So this is, I mean, I think this is a great episode because
that was fun.
Yeah, you come in with a lot of assumptions and then you know.
And then it's completely different. Okay. Well, that's gonna do it for today. This was kind of cool. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
It was my pleasure.
Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about good news of good beer at beermakes3.com. Follow us as we hit all the breweries in Tennessee at bm3.beer.
That's right.
Woohoo! Good old boy Specky.
I killed a man and should probably lay low for a while, but until then.
Thanks for being here.
I look forward to the next episode.
Good old boy Drew.
Thanks for having me.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me too.
Thank you for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Is beer really better?
One last time. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.